Good morning, 21st century world. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rud anseo, which in Gaelic means, you are so very welcome here. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. In your marriage life, be with remembering from time to time the times when you first meet one another. Keep in mind the time you used to do your hair, do your makeup, and put on special accessories, choose some nice perfume or aftershave, and how you used to dress up so well when going to meet each other, when going on a date. There was an excitement about it. The mirror was your best friend. Keep such precious memories like that throughout your marriage. Maybe it would be a good idea to remember your wedding anniversary, not just once a year, but every month. Remember it simply, though, just by saying in the morning of that day, "Happy anniversary, love." I went into a restaurant and saw a middle-aged woman sitting on her own at a table. Honestly, for use of a better word, her countenance at that moment scared me. Even though we hadn't made any eye contact. So I went and sat at a table on the other side of the restaurant, in a spot out of my view and her view. At the end of the meal, I went to the washroom, and as I was going, I found I had to pass along by the table where the woman was sitting. Just as I was coming up to her table, I saw three little children upon her lap, and they're full of joy looking up at the woman and listening ever so attentively to her every word. And as I passed, I heard the children saying, "Nan, Nan, Nan, tell us the story about the puppy again." And she, with a most beautiful smile, began telling them the story. Later I thought to myself, how is it possible for a frightening countenance to transform itself so easily into a most beautiful countenance? And I thought the opposite transformation most likely also happens. Perhaps it has something to do with being in the presence of our beloved ones or not. Howsoever, it was a lesson for me, for who knows, maybe I too scare people at times with my countenance. In today's broadcast, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song, "It's Good We Are Here." Oh, how happy some or other some can be. Through Athens I am thought as fair as she. But what of that? Demetrius thinks not so. He will not know what all but he do know. And he, as he errs, doting on Hermia's eyes, so I, admiring of his qualities, things base and vile, folding no quantity, love can transpose to form and dignity. Love looks not with the eyes, but with the mind, and therefore is winged Cupid painted blind. Nor hath love's mind of any judgment taste. Wings and no eyes figure unheedy haste, and therefore is love said to be a child, because in choice he is oft so beguiled. As waggish boys in games themselves forswear, so the boy love is perjured everywhere. For ere Demetrius looked in Hermia's eyne, he hailed down oaths that he was only mine. And when this hail some heat from Hermia felt, so he dissolved and showers of oaths did melt. I will go tell him of fair Hermia's flight. Then to the wood will he tomorrow night pursue her. And for his this intelligence, if I have thanks, it is a dear expense. But herein mean I to enrich my pain, to happy sight thither and back again. Is all our company here? You were best call them generally, man by man, according to the script. Here is the scroll of every man's name, which is thought fit through all Athens to play in our interlude before the Duke and the Duchess on his wedding day at night. First, good Peter Quince, say what the play treats on, then read the names of the actors, and so grow to a point. Marry, our play is the most lamentable comedy and most cruel death of Pyramus and Thisbe. A very good piece of work, I assure you, and a merry. Now, good Peter Quince, call forth your actors by the scroll. Masters, spread yourselves. Answer as I call you. Nick Bottom, the weaver. Ready, name what part I am for, and proceed. You, Nick Bottom, are set down for Pyramus. What is Pyramus, a lover or a tyrant? A lover that kills himself, most gallant for love. That will ask some tears in the troupe performing a bit. If I do it, let the audience look to their eyes. I will move storms, I will condole in some measure. To the rest, yet my chief humour is for a tyrant. I could play Hercules rarely, or a part to tear a cat in, to make all split. The raging rocks and shivering shocks shall break the locks of prison gates, and Phoebus's car shall shine from far and make them mar the foolish fates. This was lofty. Now name the rest of the players. This is Hercules' vein, a tyrant's vein, a lover is more condoling. Francis Flute, the bellows mender. Here, Peter Quince. Flute, you must take Thisbe on you. What is Thisbe, a wandering knight? It is the lady that Pyramus love. Nay, faith, let me not play a woman. I have a beard coming. That's all one. You shall play it in a mask, and you may speak as small as you will. And I may hide my face. Let me play a Thisbe too. I'll speak in a monstrous little voice. Thisbe, Thisbe, our Pyramus lover dear. Thy Thisbe dear, and lady dear. No, no, you must play Pyramus, and flute you Thisbe. Well, proceed. Robin Starveling, the tailor. Here, Peter Quince. Robin Starveling, you must play Thisbe's mother. Tom Snout, the tinker. Here, Peter Quince. You, Pyramus's father. Myself, Thisbe's father. Snug the joiner, you the lion's part, and I hope here is a play fitted. Have you the lion part written? Pray you, if it be, give it to me, for I am slow of study. You may do it extempore, for it is nothing but roaring. Let me play the lion too. I will roar that I will do any man's heart good to hear me. I will roar that I will make the Duke say, let him roar again, let him roar again. Aye? You should do it too terribly. You would fright the Duchess and the ladies. That they would shriek. And that were enough to hang us all. That would hang us, every mother's son. I grant you, friends, if that you should fright the ladies out of their wits, they would have no more discretion but to hang us. But I will aggravate my voice, so that I will roar you as gently as any sucking dove. I will roar you, and 'twere any nightingale. You can play no part but Pyramus, for Pyramus is a sweet-faced man, a proper man, as one you shall see in a summer's day, a most lovely gentleman-like man. Therefore you must needs play Pyramus. Well, I will undertake it. What beard were I best to play it in? Why, what you will. I will discharge it in either your straw-coloured beard, your orange-tawny beard, your purple-ingrained beard, or your French crown-coloured beard, your perfect yellow. Some of your French crowns have no hair at all, and then you will play it barefaced. But, masters, here are your parts, and I am to entreat you, request you, and desire you, to con them by tomorrow's night, and meet me in the palace wood, a mile without the town, by moonlight. There will we rehearse, for if we meet in the city, we shall be dogged with company, and our devices known. In the meantime, I will draw up a bill of properties, such as our play wants. I pray you, fail me not. We will meet, and there we may rehearse most obscenely and courageously. Take pains, be perfect, adieu. At the Duke's Oak we meet. Enough, hold or cut bowstrings. Today's poem is The Solitary Reaper by William Wordsworth. Behold her single in the field, yon solitary highland lass, reaping and singing by herself, stop here or gently pass. Alone she cuts and binds the grain, and sings a melancholy strain. Oh, listen, for the vale profound is overflowing with the sound. No nightingale did ever chant more welcome notes to weary bands of travellers in some shady haunt. Among Arabian sands, a voice so trilling ne'er was heard in springtime from the cuckoo bird, breaking the silence of the seas among the farthest Hebrides. Will no one tell me what she sings? Perhaps the plaintive numbers flow for old, unhappy, far-off things, and battles long ago. Or is it some more humble lay, familiar matter of today, some natural sorrow, loss, or pain that has been and may be again? Whate'er the theme the maiden sang, as if her song could have no ending, I saw her singing at her work and o'er the sickle bending. I listened, motionless and still, and as I mounted up the hill, the music in my heart I bore. Long after, it was heard no more. Oft I think, we don't realize the true power of love. This is what Jennifer Rush had to say about it, and I will present it as it applies to my lady and me. The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling by like thunder now as I look in your eyes. I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a dove that I could not forsake, because I'm your man and you are my lady. Whenever you reach for me, I will do all that I can. Lost is how I'm feeling, lying in your arms when the world outside is too much to take. That all ends when I'm with you, even though there may be times it seems I'm far away, but never wonder where I am, because I'm always by your side. Because I'm your man and you are my lady. Whenever you reach for me, I will do all that I can. We are heading for something, somewhere I have never been. Sometimes I'm frightened, but I'm ready to learn about the power of love. The sound of your heart beating, make it clear suddenly, the feeling that I cannot go on is light years away, because I'm your man and you are my lady. Whenever you reach for me, I know that I will do all that I can. We are heading for something, somewhere I have never been. Sometimes I'm frightened, but I'm ready to learn about the power of love. We are heading for something, somewhere I have never been. Sometimes I am frightened, but I'm ready to learn about the power of love. Oh, the power of love, the power of love. Sometimes I'm frightened, but I'm ready to learn about the power of love. Today, if you place your focus on giving, say of your time or your good words to others, you will, come the end of the day, discover to your delight that you have received ever so much more than you gave. Try it out and see. True to reality it be. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. And spare a thought too for people living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not of their own making. Be so ever grateful. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. It is truly an honor to have you listening. This is Radio Richard Ireland. Slán agus beannacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.